own adversity and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes, we are living in the faith zone. And today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, we are going to be pulling on the scriptures for faith for salvation.
Yes.
We have to go back to how impactful our time of salvation is in our life. And we receive salvation by faith. So we have to continue to ignite, continue to draw that faith from the Word in order to deliver us in every other area of life. Our salvation is for eternity, but then by that same faith, we have to utilize it to be able to bring, you know, we believe salvation will get me into heaven. Well, how about bringing heaven to earth?
To earth. Yeah.
By faith.
Yes.
A miracle. People say, oh, it was a miracle. Mm-hmm. Well, miracle, a mirror of heaven.
Yeah.
Which means something from heaven was just mirrored in the earth. A healing. They call it miraculous. Different things that transpire. They say it was a miracle that this, you know, person didn't get harmed by this, you know, thing that took place, this tragic thing that took place, mm-hmm. and such. It was a miracle because it was a mirror of heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we have our faith for our salvation. That's our access to heaven. But we also have to operate in faith to bring heaven to earth.
Yes. So I love that inspiration. Taught says, if I believe salvation gets me into heaven, I can also believe that heaven on earth, thy kingdom come, thy will be done where?
On earth.
Mm-hmm. As it is in heaven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so many times we only believe the will in heaven, mm-hmm. but we never believe the will on earth. Mm-hmm. It's already been will and accomplished in heaven. It need to manifest in the earth realm. So salvation get me to heaven. The same faith that I use to bring salvation to me, I can use the same faith to draw things from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I can use the same faith. That's what Jesus uses, because Jesus says, I do nothing of myself. And he says, the things that you see I do, I see my Father do it.
And how does he see his Father do it? By faith.
That's it. He says, I see my Father do it. He says, I do nothing of myself. Mm-hmm. Ooh, can we just learn that?
Mm-hmm.
What a tremendous truth to stop doing things of ourselves and just look and see what the Father does, what Jesus does, and just go do it. He says, I do the things that I see my Father do. And there's another scripture, guys, here he says. Jesus says, I work. Mm-hmm. He says, mm-hmm. I work. And why? He says, I work until now. Because my Father what?
Works.
He always, so Jesus doesn't do anything mm-hmm. except what the Father does. Mm-hmm. Can we see that? Oh, tremendous truth, the truth of the Word of God and on this Thursday and practice it.
Amen.
Just do what we see God does. Whatever he does, we do. Go ahead, guys.
The same faith that raised Jesus Christ from the dead
come on now.
Lives in us. Mm-hmm. So yes. It's the same exact faith.
Yes.
And the prayer that Jesus taught us on the Mount about thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's exactly that. We have to accept his will.
Yes.
How many of you have prayed for a loved one to be healed, and as far as you can see, they're not healed? But listen to this scripture in Hebrews 11:13.
Yes.
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, mm-hmm. but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth.
Hallelujah.
So exactly what it's saying here, look what he calls us. He calls us strangers and pilgrims on earth. You know, that's very powerful. We live our life on this earth, and of course, it's very big. It's all we know. It's our whole world. It's our life. But truly, we are just strangers and pilgrims just passing by. This life is a vapor. And so when you pray for healing for a loved one, they are healed. It's just that they left this earth without seeing it. And they are fine now. They are in heaven and they're whole and better than any of us could ever hope to be as we walk on this earth. So keep the promise of heaven in your mind when you pray, and keep that his will be done, and always, and never lose faith, because his word is true.
Emily, that's such a powerful verse you draw out here. And that, may that verse help someone out there. Because that's the truth of the word. Mm-hmm. Again, we go back to the truth of the word. It trumps every thought. It trumps all our own little idea. She just give you the verse, verse 13, that it's eternal. We are strangers here. So because we didn't see the healing manifest here, doesn't mean that the person never get healed. He says he saw it afar off. It's better for him. He's ready to go. He turned alone. He says that. He already sees it. So that's why faith is what? Absolutely real. Absolutely real. And do not get discouraged. Get some more light. The Bible doesn't contradict itself. What if we fall short because we don't have enough light? We can only go as far as the light shows us. We can, here's another one. You can only go as far as the light shows you.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean it's not around the corner, but you don't have light to see around the corner.
I
like this one.
Yeah, because this is a big place where the enemy will provoke people of God. They'll say, well, why did this person die? Why did that person die? And these are our loved ones, right, that the enemy is using to provoke us with. Well, you prayed in there and they died.
Yeah.
You know, and the enemy, oh, why did this person die? But we got to come back now. Who don't die?
Who don't
First
die?
Of all, who doesn't die?
Yeah.
One out of one.
Yeah, each and every person died.
Yeah, exactly.
So when the enemy he provokes and he says, well, this person died, that person died, No, we got to change our heart now for gratefulness, for the opportunity that we had for that person to be in our life, for the time that they were there, for the impartation that they have in the earth. Because how can it provoke? Everybody dies.
Everybody.
To say, well, provoke. Oh, well, they died. They died. Well, it's not like they're one out of a trillion million only person that's ever died.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the truth of
it. That's the truth of it, Diane. Bridget, that's the truth of it.
So we had to change the way we think. And then we see the word here. These all died in faith. Not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
So that's why they didn't get it here. But they're going to where it is.
Where it is.
Where it is. They're going to where it's real. Where it really get real. Where it is. Hallelujah. The scriptures of God is so powerful, man. And when you see it and you get the light, you can rejoice in it. When you look at scripture, you have no bias. You just look at it. And get the light of it, and you see it, then, man, you start to live life to the full. You start to enjoy life right there, and here and now. You start to enjoy it. Living in the faith zone. Beloved, I'm telling you, that's it. Relive it.
Ephesians chapter 2, starting at verse 4, tells us, but God, who is rich in mercy,
come on,
because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ.
Yeah.
By grace, you have been saved and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through him, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. And then verse 10, that's our theme scripture for Make Your Day Count. For we are his workmanship.
Come on.
Created in Christ Jesus, for good works.
Yes.
Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Just meditating on those scriptures from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 to verse 10. 6 verses. If you read those every day, your perspective on life would change drastically. God, he is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us. And when we were dead in trespasses, guess what? When we were dead in our trespasses, he already made us alive together with Christ by grace. Not something that we work toward, not something that we earn, but it's a gift. And with that grace, now we are raised up together and he made us to sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kingdom kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. So our salvation is not earned. Our salvation is a gift from God. And how do we receive it? Through faith. Not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmanship. So we have to begin to declare that over ourselves. We are the workmanship of God. We're created in Christ Jesus for good works, not to do evil, but for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So all things are already ready. Now, by faith, we navigate and walk in the way that God has already set for each of us in order to fulfill the great plans that he has for us. He loves us. He loves us. And there is nothing we can do to make him love us anymore. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
It's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Your mercy and your grace, as they go on.